Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Conflict and resolution are two aspects of life that are commonly associated with one another. See, conflict is where two opposing factors meet head-on. For example, disagreeing, maybe arguing with somebody. And resolution is the solution behind the conflict so that it can prevent it from happening or to prevent further disagreement. Conflict is something that's best avoided because it can be unpleasant. But if you find yourself and someone you care about in conflict, then finding that resolution, finding that solution that's peaceful and that helps everyone is the best way to assure that it doesn't happen again. Making sure you understand what causes conflict and how to avoid it and how to get out of it is a very useful skill to have. And as disagreement is part of human nature, then it's a life skill that you'll definitely have a use for. So what causes conflict? It's the idea of two opposing parties or two or three people coming together and not agreeing with each other. And one of the problems with conflict, it can be started over anything. On the other hand, though, conflict usually starts and fits into one of these categories. So let's start with information. Information conflict are arguably the conflicts that are most common and that you'll get into most often. All information conflicts are based on is the disagreement over certain information. So, for example, if you were having a conversation with a friend over the football game at the weekend and you both have different opinions on a foul, then that's an information conflict. This can range from anywhere like football disagreements with friends to entire businesses deciding to cut certain products. Information conflicts are abundant worldwide. And then there's value conflicts. And these are based around a specific set of beliefs or ideals and rights. In these types of conflicts, an individual or a party might try to suggest that they have a superior belief system. And because of that, they are in the right. An example of a values conflict could be a Christian arguing with an atheist, somebody who doesn't believe in God. Both have a set of beliefs that they believe in, yet both can try and impose and push their beliefs on the other. Interest. Another very common cause of conflict is the interest conflict. As the name might suggest, the interest conflict is a conflict or a problem that is started over the interests and need for items or products or resources. I mean, money is the best and easiest example of this type of conflict. Often this can lead to one party or person believing that their needs are more important than the other party or person, and that for those needs to be achieved, someone will have to give up or sacrifice their item or product or resource. Because of the circumstances of this conflict, with both parties needing the same thing most of the time, it could be argued that this cause of conflict is the easiest and quickest to resolve. Compromise is often needed, and it's something that more often than not, both parties are willing to give to solve the problem. Relationship. Relationship conflict is caused by a bad relationship. Communications or strong emotions and misinterpretations can all be factors in this type of conflict. And with this type of conflict, the person involved, or the people involved, can believe that the intention of the other person involved is to cause harm and what we call malice, unpleasantness. A couple like a mother and father perhaps arguing, or brothers and sisters, sibling rivalry are examples of relationship conflicts. Structural conflicts. Structural conflicts arise between two different levels of power and authority. The one with less influence can often feel pressured and stressed into doing things they don't want to do. which might benefit the party that holds the power, like a boss and an employee. An employee and their employer is a perfect example of structural conflict, as well as, of course, a parent and child relationship. As we said before, conflicts can start from anywhere and don't necessarily have to fit into one of these five categories. But it's quite rare for that to happen. Knowing which category the conflict you have had or are experiencing can help you determine the best way in which to resolve and solve the problem, either now or in the future. Now, while these are all examples of conflict, they are specifically examples of verbal conflict. Conflict does have a tendency to become physical if it's not properly dealt with. And this is why it's important to know how to fix these issues. There's a recognisable example for you of this conflict and resolution and physical outcomes is when you see one cat chasing another in the street and then you hear a lot of snarling and snapping and unpleasantness and they're swearing at each other really badly. And then it goes quiet and one of them will slowly just begin to reverse a little bit and move away. And they'll both just walk away like nothing happened. Now that is conflict and resolution. One of the parties, one of the cats, taking the common sense approach and just saying, okay, I'm going to back off slowly and then leave me alone and I'll leave you alone. Obviously, it doesn't work. Sometimes they just fight and you can hear that all over, streets away. If nothing changes, then things can deteriorate to the point of no return. They can get really bad. And this could drastically affect and harm certain relationships and your own or others' personal mental health. And because of these reasons, it should be obvious as to why it's better to know how to fix conflict rather than let it go on and get worse. Let it fester. Besides this, fixing conflict issues poses benefits besides resolving the conflict itself. Learning and achieving are two things that will help you in life. Fixing conflicting opinions, dichotomies, and relationships will help you to grow as a person. So conflict is, in essence, various opposing notions coming together, different ideas that meet, backed up by various people and other people who could be conflicting with. There might be, for example, your best friend or your mother or your partner or your boss. These are people you will want to have a good relationship with, so fixing conflict is necessary. Sometimes it can be very difficult to admit you were in the wrong. Admitting mistakes and learning from them is a very valued characteristic to possess, and something that too many people nowadays are reluctant to show. But by showing that you are capable of rational, sensible thought in what might be a tense situation, shows that you're capable of viewing matters from other points of view and highlighting your ability to be sympathetic and analytic at the same time. Not only of the matter in hand, but your position within it. By showing these qualities, you can build and strengthen relationships better than any positive interaction you might have had. And in addition to this, conflict might take a long time to resolve. It can last for hours or days or months or even years. But if you're constantly trying to figure out a resolution for this conflict, then that helps you understand and better yourself at commitment, which is another highly sought-after skill characteristic. By continually striving and trying to achieve something that appeases both parties, you can eliminate the mindset of me versus them, instead of focusing on us. And once you do come to a resolution, there's still benefits after that. Resolution can lead to life achievements. For example, if you're adamant on getting married, you're positive you're going to get married, but your partner is unsure, finding a resolution to that problem can potentially lead to what you want, in the sense that finding a resolution that appeals to both of you could swing your partner towards your mindset. Now, while there's no guarantee that resolution will lead to all of your achievements being fulfilled, it does show compromise and understanding. even if they don't want to get married, it might be just at that moment in time. Later down the line, it could happen. And that's much better than not having it happen at all. So resolution is just another trait that we have to understand before we can become better at it. We have to learn what it takes to become good at resolving difficult situations before we can improve our lives. When becoming better at resolution, there are four main skills that you'll need. These are communication, empathy, impartiality, and negotiation. Now, communication is fairly obvious to understand. Why good communication is needed with resolution? To find the answers, the way out. But simply without good, clear, and frequent communication, then nothing will get solved. If you want to fix the conflict you're experiencing, then you'll need to express yourself in a way that tries to make the other person understand where you're coming from, your point of view. Accusing and insulting them for their opinion or belief isn't going to do you any favours and will most likely make the situation much worse. Empathy. Now, on the other side of the coin, empathy is needed too. Just like communication, without empathy, it can be very difficult to come to a dual, mutual resolution. If you're explaining your situation to somebody, you want them to try to understand what it's like to be in your position so that the conflict can be resolved in your favour. So when they're explaining to you what their position is, they want you to be thinking the same thing. Empathy goes both ways and is crucial in coming to resolution over conflict. Impartiality. One of the biggest issues with conflict is that most of the time you'll be biased to your own point of view, believing it to be superior. Otherwise, why would you believe it? If you want to effectively deal with conflict, then you'll need to be impartial to your own beliefs and ideas. You might need to let them go a bit. Now, while this can be difficult and almost seem contradictory, it's necessary. Impartiality is alongside empathy. You both need to view each other's point of view in order to understand the situation best, and in order to come up with a resolution that pleases both parties. And then finally, negotiation. Negotiation is similar to conflict, just like impartiality is to empathy. They're similar, but both needed. Negotiation is all about coming to an agreement that you're both happy with. If someone suggests a resolution that you're unhappy with because it's wrong, it doesn't favour you, or it's just insulting, then make yourself heard. Think of what's best for you and try to get it. It might not happen, but it's better than settling for less when more was available, but you just didn't reach out to grab it. The thing with conflict and resolution is that it's going to occur in your lifetime, probably every week. That's a fact, and it shouldn't dominate it, but it can. And if it's not dealt with properly, conflict can ruin relationships, destroy opportunities, and get in the way of your achievements. Learning how to successfully and efficiently deal with conflict with a resolution that helps both parties is very much needed, and one that you will have to count on. So make sure you know what to do when the time comes. Okay, now we'll talk about empathy, particularly in negotiation, in other podcasts. So it's good to then go to and listen to those podcasts to get the bigger picture of these life skills that will help you on the track to successful and happy lives. I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.